Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 12 July 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. You are in for a real special program tonight with our special guest, a very special guest, Pastor Otter Pulaski from Canada. Well, he's no longer in Canada. He's among us now in the States. We're going to share his story from the beginning and let you take him up to where he is right now, folks. Now, I want you to listen to his story, because this is coming out of Canada, but I promise you it's coming to America soon. Before we get to our guest, though, make please two prayer requests for Alan and Jenny. Alan and Jenny. And for Bobby. All right, Bobby's a member of our church group, and he asked for prayer for his health. And Alan and Jenny needs prayer for a couple situations. Keep those people in prayer, please. And we are, anyone that lives in the state of West Virginia that wants to stop the passage of H.R. 5, which will get homosexuals beyond special rights, if you will help us get a petition signed, if you'll call me or email me and say, Pastor, send me a copy of the petition that you're offering, I will email it to you right away. The only thing is that they have to have this petition back in the hands of the church by Monday, this coming Monday, to present it to Senator Manchin's office. We're asking Senator Manchin to oppose H.R. 5. Unless you want homosexuals to have special rights already beyond what they have, and they are almost took over the country already, you call me at 800-777-4403. Give Lisa your address, give us your email address. We'll email it to you right away so you can get the petitions copied and signed and get back to the church right away to Pastor Bo Burgess' church and get it to Pastor Senator Manchin's office. So call right away at 800-777-4403. Give us your email address. I'll email it to you or email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. We want to stop H.R. 5, folks, before it's passed and becomes law of the land and the sodomites completely take over the nation. And they're doing already without this being passed. You can only imagine what's going to be if this bill passes. So please get a copy of the petition. Get it signed as many as you can and get it back to Pastor Bo Burgess. I'll give you the address when you call. I'll send the address along with the email. Please let us know right away. Call us or email me and say I want it. And we're going to offer a four-hour teaching that I just finished this past weekend, America, Why Will Ye Die? America, Why Will Ye Die? God asked Israel that twice in the book of Ezekiel. They ignored his warnings. America's done the same thing. I'm going to prove you in this lesson. I'm going to prove you in the lesson, folks, in about 4 hours long, who America is in Scripture and what is happening to our country. This DVD is 4 hours long, $12.50, delivered to your door. You can get CD also, but I recommend DVD because you'll be watching a video at that last part that you're going to want to see. America, Why Will You Die? is available again. I call 800-777-4403 and tell Lisa you want a copy of this for $12.50. Use credit card, debit card, whatever, or get the address and write to us. But this lesson is so vitally important. Most of y'all really enjoyed From the Mask to the Mark. Well, this one is even more important than that. America, why will you die? Please, folks, get it. Make copies of it. Share your family and their friends. It could change lives and save souls. America, why will you die is available starting right away this coming week at the ministry here. Just call and let us know if you want it, please, as soon as possible. And for those who listen to us or watch us on video when we're having Bible studies, know that the quiet time that you hear between the lessons and everything is we shut off all the speakers until we come back live on air. So if you listen to the program, listen to the Teach Bible Study, and you get some quiet time, it should be called your own break. You can hang on or call back if you like or whatever you want to do, but that's we take about a break every hour for a few minutes. Give everybody a chance to rest, okay? So let's get back now to our guest. Our guest is a man that I met by phone. First on video, watch him kick out the goon squad out of his church. And folks, the man's been arrested, pulled out of his car right along the highway and arrested. What was his crime? Having church, preaching God's word. And it's come much further since then. The name is Pastor Arthur Pulaski, and this man is a man of God who is not afraid to stand for what he believes in. He's already been in jail for it once. He's not afraid to stand for the truth, and yes, it's cost him more than it's cost anybody in this country, as far as I know. Pastor Arthur, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for having me in.
Oh, you're more than welcome. More than welcome. For new people that just tune in for the first time, never heard of Pastor Pulaski, would you mind giving about a 2 or 3 minute review of what happened to you in your country and what led up to what's going on now? Please go ahead and feel free to share your story.
Well, I'm a pastor. For the past 20 years, I have been feeding the homeless people, widows and the orphans on the streets of Calgary. And not once, not twice, I end up in some trouble with the law for feeding the poor and preaching the gospel. In 2006, I have been the first clergyman to be arrested for publicly reading Bible without amplification. I faced 7 criminal charges and up to a year of jail. So I have
Pastor Arthur, you were arrested for reading the scriptures where?
Calgary, Alberta.
I know, but what, on the street or what?
In a park. And since then, I have been warning Canadians about Marxism, communism, socialism that is creeping in into our countries.
And tell the people before we get into that. There's so much I want to cover here, but you're arrested for reading the Bible in a park. But you left the country to come to Canada. Why did you leave the country you come from? Give us a little bit of story on that.
Well, I emigrated from Poland. I grew up behind the Iron Curtain, and we were sick and tired of the communism, socialism, fascism that took over our country. I mean, there was lawlessness, no justice, no human rights. And finally, my father decided to take the family out to Greece. We emigrated to Greece, and in 1995, we emigrated to Canada. I find that very ironic right now because when we met with the embassy, we were told that Canada is the freest country on earth and we will never be persecuted for our faith in Canada. And here I am today. So I faced many times authorities. I was told that preaching the gospel is, it's unacceptable right now, offends people, the name of Jesus offends people, feeding the poor embarrasses the city of Calgary, the big lineups that are being formed in public are unacceptable. But fast forward to 2020, the Canadian government has found a new way to crack on Christianity, and since 2020 March, they started to harass us, intimidate us, and give us tickets without stop. So I got 30 COVID tickets as we speak, worth millions of dollars, 3 court orders, 2 court injunctions, and 2 contempt of court.
And what were the tickets for? What were the tickets for?
Illegally organizing church service, illegally organizing soup kitchens, not wearing a mask, not physically distancing. You know, the typical COVID things, opening the church, and of course, the famous one, inciting people to come to church. For that crime, I was arrested in the middle of the highway by anti-terrorist. SWAT team came to arrest me and my brother David, and the charge inciting people to come to church, and of course, opening the church building for people to participate in the church. Since then, I spent 3 days and two nights in prison. And that's not the end of the ordeal. The judge has found us guilty, both me and my brother. We're facing 4 years jail time for that crime, inciting people to come to church. The judge is an activist. He said it at the very beginning. He says we're in the middle of the deadliest pandemic, and to save lives, we have to have the restrictions. So all our rights, all the human rights, freedoms that we have out the window, they do not longer exist. Even though we were not allowed to present any data, we were not allowed to really defend ourselves if it comes to COVID whatsoever. Is it real? It's serious, it's deadly, and nothing like that. And of course, the data, if we were able to present, it would prove that we were right and they were wrong. We had the lowest hospitalization in a province of Alberta since 2018 and 19, and we had the lowest ICU admissions since 2015. So we know this whole thing is a lie. It's the biggest takeover, elimination of middle class, destruction of small and medium-sized businesses in a modern history. So I decided to come to United States because our Canadian politicians are so hostile towards Christianity, so hostile towards pastors and priests, that we don't stand a chance with those people. So I decided to come to United States and plead with Americans and ask your politicians here of support. So far I was able to meet with the governor, I met a few senators and a congressman, and I'm planning to meet some more people, asking them to come to the rescue. Because here is the deal. If Canada falls, you will have, instead of greatest ally next door, you will have the greatest enemy that will be poking at you left and right.
That's true.
You have to realize whatever is happening in Canada, it will trickle in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, brother, it's ironic and beyond the word sad to know that you left Poland because of persecution, come to Canada and told you're going to live in the freest country in the world, and now you're a fugitive from your own country, and you come to another country trying to convince people here, don't let this happen in the U.S. And, brother, we're seeing it happen in the U.S. every day. I've been preaching 40 years. I've been on the radio going on 29 years. And I've watched the encroachment of Satan's minions around us every day. And the church as a whole is sound asleep. And all they want to do is go to church and have a song and say they love Jesus and go home and watch TV. That's all the Church of America has done for years. And now, the same thing happened in Canada. Now, Canada is paying for it. But if you go back to Canada, what's going to happen?
Well, I talked to my lawyer a number of times, and here's the thing. If the judges and the justice system was following the rule of law, which is the preamble to our Constitution, to the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, it says, whereas Canada acknowledges the supremacy of God and the rule of law. If those people were following the rule of law, here is the scenario. I should be penalized with a few thousand dollars monetary punishment. However, they are so terrified of what I'm doing, so terrified that I'm exposing the Communist Party in Canada, here in the United States. I was told by my lawyer that they've changed what they want. First, they wanted $2,000 per account, so that would be $4,000 for me, $2,000 for my brother David. Now, they've changed their tune, and they are now seeking prison term for me and for my brother David. So it's up to 4 years for what we have done, inciting people to come to church. That's troubling.
I'm laughing about that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because it sounds so absurd. Inciting people to come to church. My goodness. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
By a pastor, right? I mean, what is the job of a pastor? It's not inciting people to come to church. But, I mean, everything is upside down. If you're not black, preferably homosexual, transgender, and, colored, then pretty much you're doomed in Canada right now. If
well, that's the same thing in America.
Political sphere.
Yeah, it's the same thing in America. It's getting away every day. But now, I want to get back to you and your story, but how many other pastors in Canada that you know of are now in jail or facing jail time?
Well, a number of them. A friend of mine, Pastor Tobias, he is from Manitoba. He is the first Canadian pastor in hiding. He has to hide from the authorities. Why? Because he dared to open the church while the premier is like your governor, said that the churches are shut down and don't you dare open them up. He did open the church. People came freely. And then for that, there was a warrant on his arrest. And he wanted, he did the same thing that I did. If you want to arrest me, do it the Nazi style. Come and drag me from the pulpit. But the police didn't want to do it. They want to arrest him at home. So he went into hiding for now 6 weeks. Another pastor, Stevenson, he is facing 2 years jail time. He found guilty, just like my brother David. His crime, when the AHS, Alberta Health Services, shut down his church and illegally broke into his private property and changed the locks of his church, he took the church outside. He just said, okay, you have stolen my building. I'll take the church into a park. They hired a helicopter, the police, and they cruised around and found him and his congregants. From the helicopter, they took pictures that he congregated in a park, and the next day he was arrested in front of his 8 children crying. His crime, well, he had a church in the park. So at the same time, you got politicians like Jason Kenney, the premier of Alberta, so the governor of Alberta, and the minister of health, and the minister of another minister. So 3 ministers, 3 cabinet ministers, they had a party, and someone snapped pictures of their hypocrisy. They have broken the physical distancing rule, their own rule. They were not wearing masks during the meetings, and they were eating together contrary to their own restrictions. They had waitresses without masks. So all the rules that they pushed on us, they were caught breaking. But of course, the Minister of Justice did not charge them. No tickets to those wannabe tyrants. It's one law for me, one law for thee. And that's troubling, because if they were serious about the restrictions, they would follow them. But it looks like it's a joke for them. They want to do whatever they want to do, but the rest of us,
they know what you're doing. They know what you're doing. They're trying to enslave the people. That's what they're doing. They're tyrants. Now, is your brother David still in jail?
No, my brother David was released. We are waiting on the 27th of this month. The judge is going to tell us what is the punishment. The AHS is seeking jail time. The judge hinted them during the proceedings, because first they said it's just a couple thousand dollars we are seeking as penalty. And then during the proceedings, the judge, the activist judge, said to them, well, perhaps you might be looking for a prison term. Let me know if that's the case. So he effectively, what he did, he hinted them that would be ideal if they were seeking the prison term. So a few weeks later, they replied and they said, yeah, we were looking for a few thousand dollars penalty, but now we are seeking prison term, as per suggestion of the judge.
Well, now, if you go back there for the hearing, what are the odds that they'll arrest you right there and put you in prison?
Well, that's the thing. The lawyer thinks that I will be immediately arrested at the airport upon arrival. Not only this trial is troubling, But also I was told that I'm facing more charges, even though I'm here in the United States. My lawyer said that there are more charges coming my way, but no one knows what charges we're talking about. She asked the Crown what are the charges. They refused to give it to her. So we have no idea what's cooking. What we know is a total corruption at the highest level, from the judges' activists, to the ministers, to the premier of Alberta, and of course the mainstream media propaganda machinery is putting oil to the fire. Not only that, it's not just the pastors are now under attack. I don't know if you heard, 25 churches are already being burned down in Canada. I don't know if you hear the story.
I heard that.
There is
an
open attack. My church was vandalized for 2 months every week. And other churches have been burned down to the ground. Right now, 25 churches has been damaged, burned, and vandalized.
All right.
And the Prime Minister and other ministers, no one is defending. No one is defending Christians.
No one's trying to protect it. That doesn't surprise me. But now, is your brother going to be going to a hearing by himself then, probably?
Well, we don't have to attend the hearing. It's all done by Zoom.
Yeah, okay.
So, is he
still facing charges? If you go back, you will be too. So I hope your brother can find a way to not have to go to jail over this.
Well, you can pray for us. We know this is our country. Eventually, we have to face those giants. And we need prayer. We need pressure from American politicians, because believe it or not, Canadian politicians are paying attention to the American politicians. For example, when Senator Hawley sent a letter asking United States government to put Canada on a watch list for a nation that persecutes Christians, it became the next day a national news. So they're paying attention. They are listening to what American politicians are saying. So that's what I'm hoping. Maybe by God's grace, the pressure will be so big that they will just let us live our lives while all the restrictions have been lifted in the province of Alberta. What is happening to us is strictly vindictive. They're just looking to punish us, to hurt us, because how dare we expose their corruption? I mean, that's an unforgivable offense by corrupted politicians. So that's pretty much how everything stands at this moment.
So 25 churches that you know of have been burned. Very little has been done about it. Has anyone been threatened by extremists, maybe homosexuals or whatever, to kill pastors? Or has anything happened? Anybody threaten you?
Yeah, I have been physically attacked. I had multiple threats on my life. I had to hire security and a bodyguard to walk around because they have been threatening my life. But also, there is an open attack on Christians in Canada as we speak. And again, the politicians are not saying anything about it in defense of Christianity. However, very prominent politicians and personalities are encouraging this attack on Christianity.
For
example, one very prominent person went on public, said, well, burn them all down, and if you're caught, I will defend you myself. So that's the rhetorics we are hearing right now in Canada.
You know, I'm glad you're with us in this country, and I can't begin to advise you on what you should do on the 27th. I don't think I'd go back. I wouldn't want to go to jail. I'd stay here and do what you're doing. But nonetheless, I'm glad you're here, brother. But I promise you, we're facing the same thing here. Christians under attack here, especially white Christians under attack here. And H.R. 5, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, H.R. 5 is a bill that's before the Senate that would allow homosexual spatial rights. I mean spatial, but privileges. And they already take over the country. That's why I'm asking everybody in our state to contact one of our senators to ask him not to support it. But America is facing the same thing. Unless we stop it here, my friend, we had no place else to go. I mean, there's no place else to run to. You're in my mind, you're in the last haven in the Western Hemisphere anyway, where you may be protected. We may have to go to Russia, where what you're doing is still legal, and they don't allow homosexuals to meet, or not, they don't even allow them to exist in the country freely. But nonetheless, in this country, you're here trying to warn the people, and God bless you for that. How are you being received here as a whole?
Unbelievable. I mean, I got standing ovations wherever I show up. It looks like this video of me chasing the hyenas away from the church was watched by majority of Americans, because wherever I go and I ask people, did you see it? Pretty much all of them have seen it. So I have an extremely amazing reception. Places are packed. When people learn that I'm coming to share my story, there's standing room only most of the time. And I decided to continue this because that, you know, this is what is this whole thing telling me. It looks like people are ready to receive this awakening call, if you will. There is a big uprising roaring in the hearts of men, civil rights movement, if you will. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., the peaceful civil rights resistance, non-compliance, you know, solidarity with Lech Wałęsa. People are looking for leadership. They're looking for anyone that will show them how to stand up, how to fight. And I think this story resonates with so many people because their businesses has been attacked, their churches have been attacked. And when they see the video and they see someone rising up and standing against the wannabe tyrants, they want to be part of this. So this is what I've seen so far, being here a month. I have hundreds of invitations to go to other states, other places. So very busy, very demanding on my time, and, you know, physically very difficult, because sometimes every, you know, second day we are in different states. So today we might be here, tomorrow we are in a different state. We got to fly a lot and drive a lot. But I love American people. I love the spirit. I think there's a lot of patriots rising up. I think we are for a big, positive, good surprise. Next year is your midterm election. And wherever I go, people by the thousands are ready to take back their country. They're ready to have candidates. I've met probably about 100 candidates so far that are running in this upcoming election, the midterm election next year. So lions are rising up. I've never seen a bigger pride of lions than here. It's very refreshing. I had meetings with the Tea Party, Republican. I had meetings in the churches, in hallways, different places. And the same message I see, the same results I see. Lots of people are upset with what we are hearing now, and they are ready to rise up and stand up.
All right, hang on through the break, folks. A lot more at the break. If you want to call next half hour, comments, questions, you may do so at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game.
Folks, we are back here talking to Pastor Otter Pulaski. Now, your name is spelled A-U-T-U-R, Otter. Hope I'm saying that right. Pulaski, originally from Poland, fled Poland, come to Canada eventually, looking for freedom. Now he's had to flee Canada and come to the United States trying to warn us and rally us to stand up for what's left of our country. And I admire his courage. I admire his desire to stand for Christ no matter what the cost. And folks, it's cost him. It's cost him. Not his life yet, but it's cost him. Separation from family, separation from friends and brothers and sisters in Canada, it's cost him. His brother's still in Canada facing jail time. If Pastor Arthur goes back to Canada, he'll be facing jail time. It's cost him something. But what's American church paid for this so far? Very little. And besides that, why would we pay anything? We don't do anything to stop it. We get along, get along. The governor says, wear a mask, wear a mask. Governor says, shut down, and shut down. We didn't, but a lot of churches did. And they're teaching Romans 13 against the laws of God. It doesn't say what they say it says, but that's what they're teaching. And people are gullible enough to believe it because they're too afraid to stand for the truth. And Pastor Archer, I hope you don't mind me sharing all that, but I know this has cost you something. And I don't mean money-wise. That's the least your concerns. Or even church building-wise, that's the least your concerns. This cost you separation from family and friends. It's cost you your freedom to a point that you can no longer go home and walk the streets of your hometown and feed the hungry and preach to the lost. You can no longer do that in your own country. That is a huge cost, is it not?
Yes, it is. My house was set on fire. Just a few days I was released from prison. Of course, the arrest, the slander, the attack, the physical attack. I was, I was coming with my daughter out of the store and I was punched in the face. So,
Who punched you in the face?
You know, the premier of Alberta came out in public and he said he's going to crush us. He says, I'll crush Pavlovsky's. And, you know, many people are watching TV, so I was coming with my daughter from the store, and someone just came to me and punched me in front of my daughter in the face. This is what is happening. Christianity has become a target.
Was the guy arrested? Was he arrested?
He was.
He was arrested.
Actually, he was arrested, but he was let go. There is an open hunting season on Christians right now. So if I did something, it would be front page news all over the country. But if someone does something to me, it's not a big deal. Believe it or not, the mainstream media did not even cover the story about this assault. They refused to cover the story of vandalism that is happening in my church for the past few months, where some villains are attacking our property. So those are the things that the mainstream media will not let the public know. But if I say something that is contradictory to their narration, it will become a front page, and I will be vilified and called names, white supremacists.
Oh, yes,
supremacists,
sure.
A hater,
racist, a homophobe.
You name it.
And let me ask you this. Who's attacking you? Is it maybe the homosexuals, the lesbians, or people that are afraid of you because you stand against the COVID pandemic? Well, who is the one attacking you mainly? Who's the one caused all the problems?
Yeah, homosexual activists, very well-known homosexual activists are the worst in attacking us. And then Antifa, but Antifa, BLM, they are the homosexual activists. All of those people are together. They always seem to walk together, act together. You always see the same faces, the same haters. If there is a rally for BLM, you see the same people. When there is a rally for Antifa, you see the same people. When they come to oppose the church, those are the same people, homosexual, transgender, whatever that club is. So the price is, of course, the price is to be paid. It cost the father his son. It cost the son his own life, his own blood. We as Christians, we think it's not going to cost us anything.
Truth
is, Jesus said, pick up your cross daily. He didn't say once a week, once on Sunday, or once a year at Christmas. He says, pick up your cross daily and follow me. That means there will be challenges. There will be times that are difficult. Of course, separation from the family is the worst. Separation from the church. I just responded to a message from my church, and I said, I miss my family. I miss my church. I miss to do what I'm called to do, which is take care of the flock that God has entrusted me with. So it's extremely hard because we are being hunted, and we have no protection from the politicians these days. If you don't go according to their globalistic plans, if you don't put your mask on like a good slave, if you don't,
amen.
If you oppose their narration, their lies, then you are a walking target. And that's a sad thing because I thought the democracy was about agreeing to disagreeing. We don't have to agree on everything, but we're all humans and we all want to live our lives in peace. And I remember that's exactly how the Antifa and the homosexuals were talking 15, 20 years ago. Tolerance. We want tolerance.
Yeah.
And
they
are the most intolerant people I've ever encountered. Is those that are yelling and screaming tolerance.
They're the most hateful people, most hate-filled people. And has anybody been arrested for the vandalism or the church burnings?
No, of course not. I remember, what they did recently? They screwed the bolts in my vehicle, my wife's vehicle, where she always takes the kids to school. They unscrewed the tires, and while my volunteer was driving before an event to clean the whole thing, the tire went left and the car broke in the middle of the road. So imagine what will happen if this happened in the middle of a busy highway. Police was called. My wife called the police. Police did an investigation, little one. Says, not only the bolts were unscrewed, but also the tires were slashed in such a way that they were supposed to blow in the middle of a busy highway.
Oh,
my wife
goodness.
Asked to do something for the police, and they said, well, what do you want us to do? And she says, well, investigate. This is a potential murder case, right? This is a serious stuff. Someone wanted to murder us, and you should investigate this as a hate crime and you know, attempted murder. And they said, well, we can't do much, and that's pretty much the case all the time. When there is another place, a Muslim or a homosexual, then it's front page. The chief of police would come out and would say, well, we'll not stop until we find those people, those evil, wicked people. But when a crime is being committed against the church, clergyman, or a Christian, well, everything is kind of put under the rug. It's not a big deal. Those are just white Christians. They can be destroyed. No problem. So what we're seeing right now is a greatest elimination of not just the middle class, hardworking, patriotic people, small and medium-sized businesses, but also Judeo-Christian values. They are eliminating what those nations were built upon, the foundation of the nations, in order to destabilize, to destroy a nation, you have to weaken the nation. And this is exactly what I see right now. They're weakening us. They're removing what holds this nation together. I've heard even in the States, people were saying to me that if you have an American flag, there is a hate, open hate by some people towards an American flag.
Yes,
and I
that's
would
very
say
true.
To them, if you don't like this country, if you don't like American flag, well, pack your stuff and go back where you came from. If you don't like this country, if you don't appreciate the freedoms, then go away. You know, but I'm sure if this was caught by the mainstream liars, they would say I'm a very, very hateful person and I should not say stuff like this. But the truth is, if you don't like your country, if you don't like what this country stands for, the freedoms, the patriotic, you know, the heritage of this country, you should not live in this country at all.
Well,
go back where you came from.
They're meticulously destroying our history. You know that. They're destroying our history. And as somebody once said, that our heritage is taproot of the tree. Once that's cut, it dies. And Karl Marx said if you destroy their history, their heritage, you destroy your country. But now they're dividing us on purpose. So we see it happening every day. It's dividing more and more. And it's just a situation now that when you stand for the truth, you're going to be hated. As our Savior said, what happened? He said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Let's go to the phone lines before we run out of time. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Butch.
Yeah, I'm here.
You know what? We are really in trouble in this country because if people don't take a stand, history is repeating itself. This, there was a, okay, yeah, here it is. There's a picture of it here. History, that fist you saw with Antifa. Well, that was in the Weimar Republic when Hitler was running for chancellor. That same fist was brought over here by the Antifa symbol. So you think history's repeating itself? The globalists are going to go after us, and they're trying to take us down. My grandmother, like I said, came to America and taught me this. Always keep control of your government and know who's in office. But now with this brainwashing deal that we have in America, they want all this indoctrination. The universities have been taken over by the elite. George Soros, his father ran a bunch of camps in Germany during World War II. History is coming back. If we do not take a stand and lay down to this, it's over, Butch.
It is. It is, Chris. And I got to jump for another call, but good call. Thanks for your opinion, Chris. I appreciate it so much. Anything you want to add to that, Pastor? Anything you want to say to what Chris said?
Well, I absolutely agree with what he said. History is being repeated in front of our eyes. However, now we have an opportunity to do something about it because we know what happened during the Nazi era. We know what happened when Hitler, democratically elected, took office. Now we can do something about it. So now I'm saying let's do something about it. Let's resist this great evil. Let's do something.
Amen. All right. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
I like what I was listening to. And, I was thinking of in Poland, recent years, that they've actually had, the prepping movement because they understood because you know, the boys are always shifting, but they've been taken over by other people. They understand we can't depend on other people, you know, to defend us. We've got to do it ourselves. I think that's what we have to do here in America.
I agree. If who was put here to be salt and light? The church, the living body of Christ, and Christ told the church, if you lose your saltiness, you're thenceforth good for nothing, to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. The church in America as a whole had been good for nothing for generations, and now we're hoping it's going to change somewhat. Anything else, David? Very quickly, anything else you want to say?
Well, actually, I say since the 1960s, they've actually been, you know, throwing their weight in favor of those who want to be, you know, go against the salt and light, put it that way.
Sure, I agree. Good point, Dave. Good call. Thank you. And very good call and good points. And, folks, he's telling the truth. I mean, I'm telling the truth. The church is put here to do battle, not the heathen. You can't blame the heathen for being a heathen. But if they take over, if they win, you can blame the church because we tolerate it. And some churches in Canada said no. Some pastors said no. And brother, how many churches in Canada, by the way, oppose what you and some of the pastors are doing? How many have stood with you and how many have just laughed at you?
Majority are against what we're doing. I mean, majority of the churches have caved in. They put the mask on like good slaves. They separated the people. They shut down the churches. They went into Zoom chatting. And they look at us and they say, you're a troublemaker. You're a lawbreaker. You should obey the government. Don't you know that all authorities have been placed for our benefit? You see, they completely do not understand what's going on.
They
are blinded by what's going on in front of their eyes. I mean, it's like saying that when they were living during the time of Adolf Hitler, they would actually obey Hitler's authority because, after all, he was democratically elected leader of that country. So they have lost the ability to understand what is good and what is evil. And it reminds me of the scripture that says there will come a time when they will call good evil and they will call good. We are living in such a times where
we are.
The pastors and the Christians don't, they've lost the ability to know what is good, what is evil. So we know that Romans 13 specifically talks about the government that should protect those that do good. The government, the swords or the guns right now, they're not against good, those that do good. They're against those that do evil. And those that do evil should be afraid of the authorities because they're carrying this weapon for a purpose. But they stop at the first few sentences and they don't read the whole thing. And that's why, you know, it's some kind of a hybrid church that takes whatever suits them. It suits their cowardice because that's what it is. And in my Bible, it says the cowardly, the fearful, those that do not do what they're supposed to be doing will not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's right. They're cast in the lake of fire. And by the way, I just mentioned, I'm sure you know as well as I do, that Christ warned the church, if you're not salt and light, you'll be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. That's what's happening in Canada. That's what's coming to America. You know, brother, they've destroyed the morals of our young people as a whole, in both nations. They truly have.
Yes.
And as right. Deuteronomy 28:28 says, more or less, sin causes insanity. God said, I'll smite you with madness. Sin causes insanity. Sin causes every problem that an nation can face. We've lost our moral basis in this country, in America also, and we're watching it deteriorate around our eyes. And you're here, bless your heart, trying to warn the people, just like Dimitri Dudeman did back in the 80s and 90s, come to prophesy to America and tell them if you don't change your ways, these things are going to happen. He prophesied a civil war in America. And I know you see that happening in Canada, and soon come to America. He told Americans, when you go to civil war, you'll be attacked from Russia and other nations south of you. Will come across the southern border and attack you. And we also know that China has a base now, a military base in Venezuela. So they're not that far from U.S. borders. Folks, this is a warning from many people, and Pastor out there is trying his best to get people to understand where we're headed. Let's go now to Ohio and let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello,
come on in. Yes, sir.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, Pastor Butch, and also Pastor Pawlowski. He's a one brave man. It's an honor to talk to him. I'd like to share two articles from Hal Turner Radio Show. Three countries on Earth declined the COVID vax. All three of their presidents are now dead. That's talking.
I saw that. Yes.
Burundi,
I saw that.
Tanzania, and Haiti. Burundi is named Mr. Pierre Nkurunziza. Tanzania is John McGolfi. And, of course, Haiti was Jovenel Moïse. He's got another article here. This guy tried to get away from the people who are trying to vaccinate him. He went up on the roof of his house. And these people climbed up and forced him and vaccinated him. I mean, it's on the Hal Turner radio show. You check this. We're losing our freedoms big time in this country, man.
We are, and that's why Pastor Arthur's here trying to tell us we either take it back or now or lose it. Well, you know, Brother Bruce, we don't have a whole lot of time. If we're going to change anything at all, we better act now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Good call, brother. Thanks for the call. Well, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead. Go ahead. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. And Brother Arthur, you hear people calling here and talking and sharing some things. I'll probably get them all on tonight, but we're going to try. They wanted to share their thoughts with you. And I've already talked to Cindy, your scheduler, and asked her to have her come to here near where I live in West Virginia. We'll do our best to get a few people to come out and listen to you and share. You can share the story. But my concern is simply this, brother, that the people that go to church that claim the name of Christ but will not stand for the truth are calling Christ a liar, and they're not worshiping him. Christ said, if you're not willing to give up everything for me, you're not worthy of me. And that's why he said, I mean, he said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring the sword. I come to divide families. I come to divide peoples, because whoever stands for me is going to be separated from the sinful world. And we're seeing that now come to a head, because the church hasn't stood against sin in our nation here in America for so long as a whole. They're now winning. We have Baptist churches now who are ordaining homosexuals. Methodist church has been doing it for years. Church of Christ does it. The Mennonites do it. The Church of the Brethren do it. We're seeing the church compromise with the world. And you left a country where you had to flee just to maintain your freedom to even speak. You're facing jail time for opening a church and preaching the gospel in a park. And your church is being burned, being vandalized. And it's coming, folks, to America if you don't stand. Brother Archer, you go ahead and say a few more things. You got about another 4 or 5 minutes left.
Absolutely. You're right. Your listeners are right. We have this small window of opportunity to do something, to come together, to unite. Enough of division. Just like you said at the beginning, you know, divided we stand, but, you know, divided we fall, united we stand, and they want to divide us. They want to divide us by the color of our skin. They want to divide us economically. We have to recognize the plans of the enemy. In the Bible, it says, known are to us the devices of the enemy. So we have to recognize what is his game plan and then counterattack. We have to come together. We have to forget about those 10,000 different things that bring disunity. And we have to unite under one umbrella, the same name that saved us all, the same cross, the same blood. We are in a kingdom of the living God. He is the King, and we may see different things differently. However, if those things unite us, we have to come and push the evil
Amen.
Away together.
Amen. Well, you know, in the true believer, we won't agree on anything scripturally. I realize that. But if we believe in the precious blood of Jesus Christ for salvation, and we believe his moral commandments on this earth, and we want to obey those commandments, and we can live together under those commandments of God to live among ourselves peaceably, without tolerating evil among us, whether it be stealing or killing or sexual perversion, if we could agree on that, we could change a country. But they divided, and we're warned about this in 2 Peter chapter 2. He warned in the last days that there'd be denominations. The Bible calls them heresies. It means a domination that would divide the body of Christ. And it's worked very well, folks. He's divided us and he's conquered us overall. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. You got about 1 minute.
No. If he has a visa to be here, if he has dual citizenship, and I was wondering why they would let him leave Canada.
Okay, go ahead, Brother Arthur. You want to answer that?
Well, I did not have a warrant on my arrest. The trial was still open. I have not been sentenced. I was pronounced to be guilty, but the sentence have not been pronounced, so they had no reason to keep me in Canada. I'm still a you know, not a fugitive. I might become a fugitive on the 27th, but at this moment I'm not. So that's why they had no reason to stop me from leaving Canada.
Okay. Good answer. Okay. Anything else, Dan?
Other people have told me that they've been working in the United States, and they were told to return to Canada, or they wouldn't be able to return to Canada.
That's true. That's very true. At one time, the border was tight in Canada, yes.
You know, if
yes.
he had a special visa, if some, you know, if they managed to get that for him.
Well, that would be called
and
the COVID.
I'll pray for you, Pastor, and I'll pray for your family. It's got to be tough being separated like
Amen.
This.
Amen. And that, by the way, that going back in was because of COVID. You had to say, that'd be quarantined 14 days at your expense in a motel if you went left Canada and come back in. It was for COVID. It wasn't for, that's why this was going on. And that restriction's pretty much been lifted already.
Has it been lifted?
Just about, yeah, for back okay. in Canada, pretty much been lifted,
well,
yes.
For now. We're getting ready to go
yeah,
back
yeah.
to that again.
We're going
back
in again. Thanks for the call, Jan. I appreciate it, honey. Thanks for the call. And we're down about the last 2 minutes total. I'm going to let you close it out, Pastor Arthur. What do you want to tell everyone that's listening around the world? We have listeners all over the world. What do you want to tell them?
Well, I want to tell you that we got to stand up. We have to stop flapping our wings like eagles. We cannot allow them to tell us that we're just turkeys and chickens and to end up on their barbecues. We have to become as a church what God wants us to become. You see, Jesus Christ is the lion from the tribe of Judah. If you are his brother or your sister or his sister, then you are a lion or lioness. It's time for the pride to come together and start roaring together. I watched this documentary some time ago, and it was this old lion beaten by about 20 hyenas, and he almost was overpowered by those vicious animals until a younger lion saw that his friend was in trouble and came to his aid. The moment the second lion arrived, the 20 hyenas, they were running for their lives. I mean, that's how powerful we are. In the Bible, it says one can do 1,000, but two can do 10,000. That's God's mathematics. If we would only understand, come together, unite in a name that is above every other name, this whole craziness would be over long time ago. We have to push the darkness. How you push the darkness? By being the light.
Amen.
Be the light, be the salt.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Arthur, I'll be in touch. God bless my friend. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye. Folks, I want to say, stand now or sit down and shut up. Whatever you want to do. That's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. See you tomorrow night.
Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.